Hey, sorry, I know it's late. You probably weren't expecting anyone. I wasn't planning on coming. I've been pacing my kitchen like an idiot for the last hour. But your light was still on, and I thought maybe you were up too. Is she not home again? Yeah, I figured. You don't have to lie for her. She always tries so hard to make her look good when she's not even around to defend herself. But I'm not here to drag her through the dirt. I can't keep pretending I don't see what's happening. God, this is hard. Can I come in? Just for a minute? Thanks. You really should lock that door, you know? Even if you're expecting someone, you never know. I was with her earlier. Your girlfriend. She was already tipsy by the time I showed up. She mentioned you once. Said she forgot to text. And then she just moved on. Started talking about some guy who flirted with her at the bar. And I was sitting there like I didn't know the person she was talking about. But I do. I know you. I know how patient you are. How kind. How you try so hard to keep the peace even when you're hurting. She doesn't deserve that. She doesn't deserve you. God, I feel sick saying that. Because she's my best friend. She's been in my life since we were kids. She's the one who used to braid my hair in the locker room and swear we'd be at each other's weddings. She helped me move into my first apartment. She was there when I got fired from my first job. She's been everything. And now I'm sitting in your living room, thinking about how she doesn't deserve you. Do you know how wrong that feels? I tried to ignore it. I told myself it was just pity, that I felt bad for you, that's all. But it's not that. It's not just that. I started noticing things, like how you smile at people when they're talking, even if you're clearly exhausted, or how you keep pouring your drinks too full because you're too focused on listening. Or how you always look away when you laugh because you don't know how to take a compliment. Stupid. I notice everything about you now. And I hate it because it's her. Because you're hers. And I keep thinking, if she just tried a little harder, if she actually looked up from her phone for 5 seconds, maybe she'd see it too. Maybe she'd see what she has, you know? But she doesn't. And I do. And it's tearing me up inside. She's my best friend. But I love you. God. I wasn't gonna say that. I didn't mean to. Forget I said that, okay? Just pretend I didn't. No. No, I'm not gonna pretend anymore. You deserve the truth. Even if you hate me for it. Even if you never want to see me again after tonight. When did it start? I don't even know. I think I realized it. I realized I'd fallen for you when I saw you waiting at the train station last month. You had your headphones in and you were mouthing the words to some dumb song, and you looked so peaceful. You looked beautiful. She had stood you up again, and you didn't even seem angry, just tired, and somehow still hopeful. And I remember thinking, if I were the one you were waiting for, I would never keep you standing there alone. And it was like, the minute the thought appeared in my mind, it was too late. I knew I was done for. I couldn't pretend it was pity anymore. I told myself I wouldn't get involved, that being her friend meant staying on her side. But what kind of friend am I if I keep letting her treat you like this? She forgets your birthday. She makes fun of your hobbies. She tells people you're too sensitive, like that's some kind of flaw. And you just take it. You smile and say, it's not a big deal. But it is. It is a big deal. Because you matter. You matter to me. I don't want you to feel like you're hard to love. You're not. You just haven't been loved right. I could love you right. I'd remember the things you care about. I'd show up. I'd never leave you waiting in a cafe looking like your heart slowly closing up. I'd make sure you knew every day that you're wanted, that you're seen. I know I sound selfish. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm the worst person in the world for sitting here and saying this to you, knowing who you're with. But I can't keep swallowing it down. I can't keep watching you shrink under the weight of someone else's indifference. You deserve more. You deserve soft mornings and check-in texts and someone who holds your face and tells you how lucky they are just because you exist. I want that to be me. But I won't push you. If you tell me to leave, I will. If you tell me I'm wrong, that it's all in my head, I'll believe you. But if there's even the smallest, tiniest part of you that feels something, that wonders what it might be like if things were different, then tell me. Say something. Because if I leave tonight, I'm not bringing this up again. This is your call. No, I'm not here to break you two up. I'm just here because I couldn't carry this anymore. Tell me I'm wrong, and I'll walk away. No questions, no drama. But if I'm not wrong, then I'll stay. Just for tonight, just to sit. I won't touch you. I won't say another word. I'll just be here. Because I can't protect you from her choices, but I can choose you, even if you never chose me. I'm in love with you. Whatever you decide, that won't change.